Poland will not deport Christian man who fled Sweden with children. By Chris Tomlinson on July 15, 2019. A Warsaw court has decided not to deport Russian Christian Denis Lishov, who fled Sweden with his children after they were placed in a Muslim foster home against his wishes. The Swedish government had put out a European arrest warrant for Mr. Lishov shortly after he took his three daughters with him to Poland in April. According to a report from broadcaster Telewizja Polska, a court has ruled that the warrant is a breach of Lishov's human rights and is considered invalid. Polish judge Dariusz Lubowski rejected the warrant, saying, "The court decided that the European arrest warrant issued by the Swedish authorities violates the freedoms and human rights of citizen Denis Lishov." Judge Lubowski also slammed the Swedish government for sending the children to a home far away from Lishov, saying the authorities in Sweden did not guarantee him proper rights to contact his children. The three young girls, aged 12, 6, and 4, were sent to live with a Muslim family in 2017, some 186 miles away from where Lishov lived, and he was only allowed to see them for 6 hours each week. Lubowski noted a psychologist report that claimed the three children did not feel safe with their foster family, saying, "The Swedish authorities' actions glaringly disregarded the sensitivity of children coming from a Russian European family." In June of this year, Poland pushed for changes to the Brussels II bis regulation that oblige member states to respect religious, linguistic, and cultural identities of children placed into foster care. While Poland remains a largely Christian conservative country, Sweden's much more liberal stance toward Christianity has been seen in a number of reports this year. In one case, Stockholm Bishop Eva Brun commented in June that she had more in common with Muslims than right-wing Christians, and added that Christians has extremists just like Islam, referring to the Crusades and witch-burning incidents from hundreds of years prior. During that same month, Swedish police initially commented on the supposed prevalence of Christian extremism in no-go areas across the country, but later walked back the statements, saying, "There is no direct Christian extremism to speak of." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.